Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for everybody's favorite Extreme Extra History themed game show, Extreme Extra History. Starring me, Bonnie Flynn, as your host here at the National Institute of Extra Historical Studies. Now, Extreme Extra History is a show in which we have two contestants fulfilling the requests of three clients, giving them a scenario in which their lives are better in an alternate universe. Now, first, to my right, we have our first contestant for today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Milmore Filler, and I'm the theoretical physicist. I just like saying that. I don't know what I do. I'm just a theoretical physicist.
You sound like such a vital part of society, sir. Now, next, we also have another great member of the Institute.
Well, hello there, good sir. My name is Jebediah Stanislavski, and I am everyone's favorite accountant / stockbroker. My job is to make sure you have enough money at the right time, because I love my job.
Jimmy, we really couldn't find anybody better? Okay, then! All right, now, we have our three clients for today, in which are two... I guess you would call them extra historians, will fulfill their requests in finding an alternate universe which their lives are somehow better. Now, first, please come up on the stage, sir. First. Now, first, we have with us he's a GOP candidate for the 2012 election. Now, please, introduce yourself, sir.
Why, hello. My name is Roy Newman, and I am running for President of the United States.
What state are you running out of, sir?
See, that's one of my problems. They won't let me go because I'm not from the United States, but I don't care because it's okay. I'm still going to run.
Can I ask you, if you're not from the United States, what exactly is your accent?
It's, you know, I can't really say where I'm from. It's kind of embarrassing, you know? I don't want to really...
New Jersey?
Yes! I'm from New Jersey, okay? But that's not my problem. My problem is nobody wants to vote for me. Because I'm from New Jersey and because I got horrible policies. I don't even know what to do.
All right. Now, that is a really... We couldn't find any better guess. That is a really terrible problem, sir. Now, first, let's start with our favorite theoretical physicist. Tell us of a world where his life is much worse.
Well, let me tell you something. You want to know what would make your life worse? Imagine living on the street like a homeless person. How bad would that be? And in this world, what happens to you is every time you breathe, your toenails grow and grow and grow. So every breath you take adds another foot to your toenail. So that means you're constantly cutting your toenails. And how bad is that? That's what theoretical physics is about, man.
Okay, then. Now, Jebediah, your, response?
Well, I see, Mr. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Roy Newman.
Mr. Newman, yes. Well, here's my card, first off. And I see you're in a very big pickle. Well, a very big nutrition-filled pickle. Yes. And my solution is that to, well, let me just start off with a parallel universe that's wrong. Very bad. Imagine... Mr. Newman, if you were in the cast of the Jersey Shore, imagine if you were there in that cast, what would they call you, Mr. Newman Situation? Situation Newman, yes. Well, imagine if you were there and you punched that schnooky monster thing in the face and how much trouble you would get from that. Just imagine.
That... Sounds like a beautiful universe to me. Now, Mr. Newman, please tell us, which one of these has made you feel better about your current situation?
Well, I believe our two clients were both very, very, very interesting. And, well, as much as I think depressing the life would be as a homeless man whose toenails just keep growing and growing and constantly growing, I mean, I really don't like that Jersey Shore show. They kind of ruined my state, even though it's New Jersey. Come on. Anyway, I think that seeing my life could be so much worse gives me the drive to move forward, to be proud that I'm from New Jersey, and win this presidential election. I want to be the president of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you. Newman for president.
All right, well, I think that you can count on the extra history vote, and I think that Mr. Jebediah can count on your point.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and thank you, everybody of the audience. I'll be sure to hand out my card at the end of the show.
Yeah!
All right, now, it looks like our next contestant is a beautiful, buxom, ebony woman slowly strutting her way up to the stage.
Oh, give me this microphone! How you doing? I'm talking. Shaniqua, that's my name.
I know how you doing.
Shaniqua is talking. That's spelled Shaneequa. But if you want to get all sophisticated and keep it short and abbreviated like my ex-boyfriend, you can call me Amoka Shay Shays. Make sure you put that Z on it. Okay, here's the thing. Here's my problem, okay? Every time I be walking down the street, it don't even need to be the street. It can be like the mall or me just standing at the corner for my John and whatnot. The guys, they be just looking at me. And wait a minute, I don't know why they looking at me. Like, I know I look good and all, but they don't need to be looking at me.
Your booty.
I know, they be saying it's the booty and whatnot. And the thing that's annoying me really is, they stare at my booty. They stare at my cleavage. I'm trying to sound educated now. This is a nice setup and everything. A nice chandelier. They just keep staring at me. Women stare at me, and I don't like it. Like, I went to church, and I got all converted, and I don't mess with the women no more. I don't do all that. So the problem is, in conclusion, I don't like when guys stare at me, and I need help. I don't know what to do. I'm just getting real
all right.
fed up.
So your problem is that men are constantly being slobs and poking and looking at your...
Yeah, they stared at me. They poking their finger. Why is this man getting closer to me? He's getting closer to me.
All right, sir. Please tell us. Oh my God, she's. All right, tell us of a world where her life is much worse.
Well, I mean, like, imagine if her butt was made out of balloons. If there were just big, bodacious balloons hanging off of her rear end. And every time she took a step, someone took a step, taped a bee to it, and started stabbing her right in her balloon butt. That would be the worst thing possible. But even worse would be if she started growing a mustache while people were stabbing her. And I think that Miss Mocha Shay Shay's Shaniqua would definitely hate something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree. That would be terrible if she had a mustache.
Excuse me.
Well, it would. All right. Now, Mr. Jeremiah, please... give us your own take on this.
Well,
scenario.
First, my name is Jebediah.
Oh.
And Miss Mocha Shay Shay with a Z. Imagine a world where everybody is blind. Imagine that. A world where everyone is blind and they cannot see your big booty. Your big booty is unable to be seen by everybody. And how would you feel? Would you? Don't you want attention? Miss Mocha Shay Shay with a Z.
I would love something. I would love attention.
Well, no booty.
But imagine everyone was blind and they could not see your big bootylicious booty.
No booty.
Well, yes, thank you, sir. But I just want you to imagine that. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. So what do I have to do now? I gotta pick somebody?
Yes, you have to choose. Which of these two scenarios has given you a better outlook on your current scenario?
Oh, okay. So I would pick, Well, the guy with the balloons and whatnot, and he touching the stick and whatnot. Because, you know, I need a long stick. So, the winner of this whole game show with the nice room and whatnot will be Millmore? Is that you? Fillmore?
Yeah.
Millmore, Fillmore, whatever.
That's my name, Millmore Filler. Yeah. Wow, I'm a theoretical physicist. My parents love me.
Well, you know, let me tell you, you're going to come home with me. We're going to do something for
you. Excuse me, mister. We're just going to have to wait till after the show. But if you want to, you can take him into the back and we'll have our commercial break right now. All right. We'll be right back with Extreme Extra History.
Wait, Richie, I need you.
Are you depressed?
Yes.
Do you feel like you have to wind yourself up every morning?
Well, I have a solution for you. This, our new revolutionary pill, is called the pill that doesn't help you at all. The pill that doesn't help you at all makes you so happy in the morning, in the evening, and even at nighttime. This pill will stop your depression and make you happy. The meaningless pill is taken once a day and 3 days a week. You see, this pill will change your life. Side effects include death, murder, lung cancer.
That's okay.
Hypothermia. Chlamydia.
No, that sounds kind of nice.
Gonorrhea.
No, not the gonorrhea. I got that last week.
And also more death. So, if any of these happen to you, especially death, contact your doctor and make a special appointment. If you really want this pill, what the hell is wrong with you? Do you really think this will solve your problems? Then you need special advice and your brain examined. So thank you for listening to this advertisement for the pill that will not help you in your life.
Thank you
very much, everybody.
Roy Newman, future president?
I think so.
What can I promise you, Americans?
Well, nothing really.
I really can't think of anything to do.
You're pretty much screwed, but guess what? If you vote for me, you get to say, Roy Newman, president. False promises for everyone.
This just in, Roy Newman, shot in his car outside of the TV studios. Oh, yeah!
Welcome back, everyone, to Extreme Extra History. Now, we are at a tie, once again, as is very accustomed in the show for some reason, between our two quote-unquote historians. Now, do either of you have any closing arguments before our last contestant is to, well, our last client is to take the stage?
Well, I want to make this very fair and square because I think everyone's a winner, so everyone's a winner. Thank you.
Well, to put it into theory that's full of physics, I would have to say that D equals VIT plus 1 over 2 AT squared. Thank you.
Okay, now our third contestant has just landed on the stage, and she is currently hovering next to me in a cloud of a very, very weird gas,
Step
away from the microphone. Hello, Earthlings.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I am very glad to be on this show today. Thank you. And how does this work exactly?
She's staring at me.
Okay. I guess you have a problem.
Answer the question.
Do you have a problem?
I do have a problem.
And then you say it into the stick thingy.
Okay. My problem is simply this. I know not how your world works.
Yo, man, you seeing this too?
Peeping Tom.
I keep saying my mating call over and over again. And no one is answering in the correct form. Also, I keep looking for your president, the one you call Gaga. And yet no one is taking me to her. So someone better answer questions, or else I'll just have to be forced to blow up this godforsaken piece of rock.
Okay, extra historians, what she said.
Well, one of the first things I notice about you is your fourth nipple. I have never, ever noticed something like that in my life.
Thank you very much.
It is astounding. And in the world of theoretical physics, I'd be going insane. Now, imagine a world where that fourth nipple just kept growing and growing, and all of a sudden,
You only had one nipple because your fourth nipple took over all the rest of them, and it guided together to create the perfect union of nipples.
That sounds like my ex-wife. Nice.
It is your ex-wife. I checked her out last week. It's pretty disgusting, man.
That's a lot of milk, I could say. That's a lot of milk.
Let me tell you, my children would be devouring that milk.
I know they would.
You're a theoretical physicist?
Is it sexy?
Well, in my plant, that's just kindergarten stuff.
That's rather hurtful.
Yes, next, you're obviously not good at your job. Someone else can hear and answer my question.
Well, hello, miss. You did not state your name to me. What is your name, miss?
To pronounce it correctly, I'd have to cut out your tongue.
Well, can you please answer my question? What is your name, miss?
You can just call me Dr. Pepper.
Well, Miss Dr. Pepper. Well, I like your light display here, and I think it's very genius how you, with the sound effects and everything.
Yes, thank you very much.
I mean, it must have been a great expense at all these sound effects, so if you need a call, here's my card, and I will... There's something wrong. Back to what I was saying.
Yes, spit it out.
Well, the alternate universe, I want... Well, can you turn off those sound effects, please?
Of course, hold on. Shut up! Continue.
Thank you very much. I don't think they're turning off. Well, there they go. Okay. Well, I want you to think of a universe where everybody knows who you are.
Everyone does know who I am in my universe.
Well, in this universe, we don't know who you are. But in a parallel universe, they think that you are not that great.
How dare they?
Well, I'm...
Where is this universe? I will destroy them all!
Well, you see, I... There goes sound effects again.
She's bursting into flames! Oh my god!
I think there's something wrong.
Alright! Okay! Sparrow, so great, Master!
Yo, where's Roy?
Where's Space Jesus when you need him?
I've changed from a theoretical physicist to a choir member!
Whoa!
Space Jesus!
Good Lord, Space Jesus!
It's him! In the flesh!
It's not flesh.
Whoa. Of course not!
It's Space Jesus!
You beautiful creature! What can I do for you?
You can decide which person's the winner.
Well,
decide for
Space
me.
Jesus wants you to make your own damn decision.
As you wish, great master. I will not let you down.
Well, back to what I was saying.
Make a decision, please.
I must choose the best decision. In the name of the Lord Space Jesus. I choose the second one.
The second one.
The second one.
The second one.
The legacy is truly unfortunate. Thank you, Earthlings. I return to my planet.
I love you. Take me with you.
No.
There she goes. Bye. Wait, beautiful.
Being a theoretical physicist is fun.
You die now. All right. All right. That gas is starting to kick in again. So, until next week, this has been Extreme Extra History. I'm that guy. Good night.
Thank you very much, everyone.